Slava, a frustrating night.
I think frustrating third period. The first two, it was all right. I mean, the scoreline probably was negative, but I think my view from where I stood, first period, it was an even game. Second period, I think we played, I'm not saying better, but we added to the first period. But I think it was 3-1. And if you look at the goals, it was one interesting goal, if you can say that. It doesn't happen a lot. On the turn from the wall into the net, and obviously, I think we could have stopped another one as well. So I think my view is after two periods, it would have been 1-1, 2-1 going into the third. Both teams had chances, but they scored, we didn't. And then it's full credit to Basingstoke coming up in the third period with a pretty interesting, solid plan, which we found very frustrating and we couldn't get through it. And I think we have to learn, because it's two times in a row now at the home game when we're chasing the game and teams are doing what we usually do and we just cannot find a way.
Yanis, I guess, obviously not at his best, just coming back from injury, but did he go off with an injury?
No, it was a plan all along. He was touch and go to play full stop. He practiced most of the week, or actually practiced more than normal. And then we left it to see how he's going to react on Saturday. And on Sunday we spoke and we decided that 50% of the game would be good for him. Even, like I said, I think we have to manage two things here. Him being in a game shape for the cup final and the playoffs, and obviously injury free as well. So I think the decision we made to that it kind of gives two things, you know, give him a bit of a game time, and at the same time testing it. So he was off at half the game. Adam always knew he's going to play the second half.
Yeah, you've only got two league games left before the final. Not a lot of time to get everything right.
But I think you're right. There is not too much time left towards the cup final. But at the same time, you got to look at the positives. How many new faces we've seen today, and from the long layoffs, and obviously it does reflect. You know, you can be fit from injury to play, but game shape you won't be there. And I'm glad that we got so many guys back. He's just now trying to make sure they get in the game shape as much as possible. Yeah, you're right.
And Hull next Saturday?
It'll be a tough game. It'll be a tough game. We always struggle in Hull because they play specific hockey and very good hockey. And I think another week of practice, hopefully for the guys who is coming back, and obviously getting a game under their belt. Like you asked me before, a couple of days ago, about is it good to have one game a week or not? Probably now when they're all back, you want next weekend to have two games, but we don't. So we have to deal with that accordingly.